Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's another time of the day that we dive into the Word of God. But before we do that, it's a brand new day. And with a brand new day comes a whole list of gratitude. We have a lot to be thankful to God for this morning. Lord, we've come with our hearts full of gratitude. Today is the 21st day in the month of November 2024. We've come to appreciate you for every single day in this year. We've come to appreciate you for your protection, your provision, your sustenance, health, salvation, multiplication. Lord Jesus, we cannot thank you enough. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep mysteries in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us. We get to listen and unburden. We get to lay all our burdens down. We get to lay all those weights that are besetting us. We get to lay it at His feet. The Lord is ready to just lift those burdens. Are you ready to drop it at His feet this morning? And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. Now it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your pens. I want you to grab your journals and your Bible, of course. And let's dive into the Word of God. I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejabe Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from November 21. Today is Thursday. We'll be looking at a topic. It's a very serious one. So we are going to be serious in reading it today. Our topic says, is rapture real? Is rapture real? For as many asking this question, you've been waiting all this while. Now Emmanuel is asking us, is rapture real? Our aim today is taken from Aim 21, standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 24 to chapter 26. Acts chapter 24 to chapter 26. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 24, verse 38. Matthew chapter 24, verse 38, which says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Matthew chapter 24, verse 38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 13 to 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 13 to 17. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 13 it reads, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are falling asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Okay, we are stopping at 17. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, as we see in today's Bible reading, the rapture is a sudden taking away of the dead in Christ, along with believers who are alive to meet with the Lord and spend eternity with him. Many people, however, feel that the rapture is not real because they have heard of it for so long and it hasn't happened yet. Whatever anyone thinks about the reality of the rapture does not matter. It is in your best interest to study and believe only what the Word of God says about it. The Bible says that the day will come like a thief in the night, and you must be prepared if you do not want to be left behind, like we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 1 to 8. A key characteristic of the major prophecies in the Bible is that they sounded unbelievable when they were spoken. When Isaiah prophesied that a virgin would give birth in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, it seemed very unreasonable. At that time, most people must have watched to see if a virgin would really give birth. It wasn't until centuries later that Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. Whether the people believed Isaiah's prophecy or not, God's word came to pass. In the Bible, there were numerous prophecies that seemed impossible, but have come to pass. If the Bible has been so accurate, it is wise to believe that it is absolutely right about the rapture. When Noah announced to everyone that a flood was coming to destroy the whole earth, they laughed at him. He started building the ark, and they laughed even more. Years passed, and no flood came. Just before he went into the ark with his family, the people were still drinking and rejoicing like every other day. But a few days later, they had all drowned. Today, many people are living recklessly, ignoring the reality of the rapture. However, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, that the rapture will happen suddenly. Only those who are prepared for it will be saved, while the rest will be left on the earth to suffer. One thing I know for sure is that the day the rapture happens, many people will be caught by surprise. There will be a lot of regrets from people who heard about the rapture, but who lived their lives without bothering to prepare for it by giving their lives to Jesus Christ and living holy. Unfortunately for them, it will be too late because the rapture will only happen once. Beloved, are you ready for the rapture? Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, the rapture will surely happen. Be wise and be prepared. Beloved, are you ready for the rapture? If you are listening to my voice this morning and you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, that is the only criteria that you will be able to make the rapture. No man shall see God except he is pure in heart. How pure is your heart? It's not too late for you to surrender your life to Christ. If you are ready to do so, I want you to bow your heads, close your eyes, believing in your heart and speaking with your mouth. I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I believe that you are the Son of God. I ask that you cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. Make my heart your habitation. Make me your own. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Those words are very simple, but yet very powerful. But we cannot stop there. Giving our lives to Christ is just the first step. But we have to continue on the path. We have to continue on this journey. I would advise you to join a Bible-believing church around you. Get a Bible. Get a version that you can understand. Get a Bible-believing church close to you and fellowship with them. You can seek for help where you need. And we are also available to assist you. If you're having troubles locating any Bible-believing church around you, you can always reach out to us on Instagram, on our Instagram page. That is praisepalaceradio_UK. praisepalaceradio_UK. Just send us a DM and we'll be happy to help you with that. You can also share this message with as many that you would like to win, as many that you would like to see in heaven, and you would not want to miss this rapture. I wanted to share this message with them today. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. So I want you to share this message. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button. And our mobile app is also available for you to download and enjoy all our shows. It's available on Play Store and Apple Store. Just download the app to enjoy all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be an evangelization moment. Thank you for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. And I would like to add this. I see you in glory. Keep the fire burning. Bye.